You're tuned into tomorrow. Right here on the Advanced Media Network.
Are you from California, Illinois, New York, Georgia, or any of the other 39 states that charge state income tax? Does your state claim you owe them any amount of back taxes? Or have you not filed in years? Is your heart pounding because you know they're wrong or you just don't have the money? Don't fight the state income tax board alone. The Tax Doctor is here to help you. The state is much more aggressive than the IRS in collecting taxes. They have the power to take your home, your car, your driver's and business licenses, even garnish your wages, freeze your bank accounts, and go after your spouse. Solve all your income tax problems permanently and keep more of your hard-earned money. Make this 100% guaranteed risk-free call right now.
800-281-7048. 800-281-7048. 800-281-7048. That's 800-281-7048.
Welcome into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline, the interactive radio network program with the latest in high-tech products and services and the experts who bring them to you. This is Into Tomorrow. Here's Dave Graveline.
It's the weekend of June 12th, 2020, our 25th year on the air. Thanks for tuning into Tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline on radio, the original social media. Glad to have you with us here in our Miami studios.
Chris Graveline.
In our Miami studios control room on the other side of that very glass. If you're driving, don't look, but trust me, there's a big glass between us and Danny G in the control room. We've also got Beth in Naples, Horatio in New York City, Erasmo in South Beach, Kim in Coconut Creek, Florida. All of us gathered round doing the research and taking care of things to make sure we bring you into tomorrow.
And we've also got you wherever you are, because many of our listeners have called in to help and provide advice to other listeners.
That's true.
So that makes you part of the team.
Contributing to the show is very important. It's not just a mantra that we hear Cameron saying.
Call in, win stuff. Thank you.
And thank you, Cam. But he's reminding you now, too, we're in the middle of having just started. Does that make sense? We're in the middle of having just started this week. The cool Into Tomorrow hot summer giveaway. And this is when lots of people call in. So we want you to be among them. Stay tuned. We're going to share with you just some of the many goodies we have to share with you. The Department of Homeland Security is warning that Windows 10 users who have not installed their appropriate updates are vulnerable to an exploit that's known as SMB Ghost. Now, this affects the component that links Windows with file servers, printers, and other of your devices. Microsoft issued a patch many months ago for the wormable vulnerability, which can affect networks, but many users have not installed it. So what does this tell you? Download and install your appropriate Windows updates. Don't just say, nah, I've got it. I'm not going to do any updates. There's a reason for the updates.
Yeah.
9 times out of 10, they're good reasons. Once in a while, Microsoft just screws up. That happens.
Well, and since you brought that up, Microsoft released fixes for 129 vulnerabilities in its regular monthly update this past Tuesday.
Great.
It's the fourth month in a row to hit over 100 CVEs and the largest of any patch Tuesdays. CVEs are common vulnerabilities and exposures.
And first of all, there shouldn't be any.
Yeah, I know.
How come Apple doesn't have that problem? They do updates, too, and they do fix some holes and have some security issues.
Apple doesn't tell you about them.
Yeah, that's true. But they just sneak them in.
Yeah. But of the 129 CVEs, only 11 were rated critical, and there are no flaws being actively exploited in the wild. Some 98 vulnerabilities can be resolved by deploying OS and browser updates, while the other 31 are spread across Office, SharePoint, Defender, Endpoint Protection, and various developer tools.
Oh, great. So, vulnerabilities.
They're saying that the increase in working from home and it has apparently brought on a lot more vulnerabilities in these computers these days.
And especially for businesses who have their employees working from home and tying into their business network, they're really open to all kinds of problems. So they've had this. Everybody's had to step up their efforts for security. So don't ignore your Windows updates and your other security updates. By all means, take advantage of them. You've been talking lately about AMC and how they're not doing so well. Last week on the show, you were saying they said they may not be around long. Well, AMC Entertainment reported a whopping $2.2 billion loss just in the first quarter of this year. The result of the global theatrical shutdown, they say, of course, caused by COVID-19. AMC, the world's largest movie theater owner, announced this past week that it is planning to reopen its 1,000 theaters around the world next month.
Except now it'll be $40 to get in and yeah. $38 for a popcorn.
Exactly. Oh, would you like a drink with that? That'll be $100.
Yeah.
Try smuggling that in. But just remember, get ready to fill your pockets full of candy that you buy at the CVS or something. You know, isn't that the one that sells a bunch of, well, Target has them.
You get dollar boxes of candy.
Yeah.
The same exact boxes that you buy for $4 at the movie theater.
$4? You haven't been in a while. But this is going to be interesting because are they going to rope off rows of seats? Are they going to be, you know, saying you've got to only pre-reserve how many in your family and we'll put you together, but then we'll space five or six seats away from anybody else?
You have to pre-reserve. I mean, they're even doing that with churches down here.
Yeah.
I got an email from my local church that you have to, if you want to go attend Mass, you've got to go onto this Eventbrite website and RSVP, and you get assigned a seat.
Wow. Pretty bizarre. But at least AMC is now saying all of their 1,000 theaters will open next month. They've yet to announce specifics. When is 007 going to finally come out? That's the one I wanted to see when they first shut them all down. But they're opening slowly. But surely, yeah. Let's see what happens.
But, you know, stay tuned to our next segment because we're going to be chatting with Vincent DiGennaro. He's the CEO of Abacus Pharma International, and they've got some COVID-19, some really low-cost COVID-19 tests.
Yes.
That they test us on.
And rapid tests. We've heard from a lot of people that say, yeah, I got tested, but I won't know for a week. We knew in 15 minutes. And you definitely want to check out the video. We show you how all of us were being tested here in our studios. And the results within 15 minutes. And it's all at intotomorrow.com. Check that video out with Dr. Vince. Pretty fascinating stuff.
Find out if any of us have the golden ticket.
Yeah. And you'll find out what we mean or what he means by the golden ticket when you visit us at intotomorrow.com. Let's go to Sadie in Jacksonville, Florida. Up the road a further piece, listening to the podcasts. Oh, and we love you for it, Sadie. Calling in using the Into Tomorrow app.
What are some affordable, good quality air purifiers out there that remove pet dander, mold, mildew, and pollen particles from the air? And what should I be looking for when purchasing an air purifier, such as like features, to know that it's going to be a good quality product?
Oh, that's a different question. I like the variety of questions our listeners are coming up with lately. It still involves tech, so it's what we cover. Well, Sadie, it depends on what you need it for and, of course, what room you intend to put it in. Some air purifiers specialize in removing germs and mold spores, smoke, allergens like pollen, or even for bathroom odors. The bigger the room you need to clear out, of course, the bigger and the more expensive the machine. Another thing you need to consider is how often the filters need to be changed or cleaned in order to stay effective. For the issues that you mentioned, though, we do have a couple of recommendations for air purifiers that won't break the bank. First one is Germ Guardian AC4825. They have convoluted model numbers and stuff. This one costs just under $100, has three different filters, a carbon filter, true HEPA, high-efficiency particulate air filter, and a UVC or an ultraviolet C light. This one is great for smaller rooms. Now, next on the Ion 4-in-1 True HEPA air purifier is another one. This one's just under $60, comes with the same three filters. A nice plus is that it consumes low amounts of energy.
Now, you might want to also check out the Holmes HEPA type desktop air purifier. This one's about $40 and much smaller to fit onto a table. And if you stop by intotomorrow.com, we've got some more information for you, including the answer to your question about what you can look for when purchasing.
Yeah, Danny G made a couple of great recommendations too. Check them out at intotomorrow.com.
Nothing is more important than protecting your family and property. That's why you should make a free call right now to Vivint, the number one smart home services provider in the U.S. Vivint will make your home safer and more secure with a state-of-the-art system that's so simple to use. Vivint smart home specialists provide award-winning monitoring of your system 24/7, 365 to respond to any emergency, even when you can't. And with the 4.5-star rated Vivint smart home mobile app, control your entire house from anywhere. Locks, cameras, security system, all at your fingertips. fingertips on your mobile device. Call Vivint now and get a free quote, professional installation, and full smart home service for as little as $2 per day. Equipment purchase or service agreement required. Conditions apply. Call now. A smart home is a safer home. So protect your family and your property, home or business, with a Vivint smart home system.
Call 800-689-3005. 800-689-3005. That's 800-689-3005. 800-689-3005.
Welcome back into Tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline in our 25th year on the air. Delighted to have you with us. Even more delighted when you call in and participate on the program. And not just because when you call in, you win stuff, as our mantra goes, but because you make the broadcast. Hearing you on the show, asking any consumer tech question, let us solve your digital dilemmas. Perhaps you want to assist us with answers for another listener. Love it when listeners help other listeners. Or maybe just share your favorite app these days and why. That's also great. And, of course, the best way to participate is using the free updated Into Tomorrow app. Just search those two words in your favorite app store, Into Tomorrow, and download the app and hit that little button that says Message the Studio. And you can do it anytime, 24/7 at your leisure. Or you can do it the old-fashioned way. Still works toll-free from anywhere in North America, 800-899-INTO, 1-800-899-4686. Our guest in this segment, and by the way, you want to watch the video at intotomorrow.com for this, and you'll know why here in a moment. He's a leader in designing and distributing rapid tests for a range of viruses and diseases, including, of course, COVID-19. He is the CEO and medical director of Abacus Pharma International, API, Dr. Vincent DeGennaro. Dr. Vince, welcome into Tomorrow. How are you, sir?
Thanks for having me, Dave.
It's a pleasure to have you with us. So much going on these days with coronavirus, although in some gatherings you wouldn't know it. That's a whole other story. We're not a political show. But the fact is that we still have to be very concerned about being in public and whether we're wearing a mask or not, or should be or shouldn't be, et cetera, et cetera. But the long and short of it is we all want to know, have we had it? Do we have it? Are we safe? Those are the kinds of things that I think so many people are asking about. And when we ran across what you and your company are working on, doing some very, very cool studies, not just with COVID, but as I understand it, some 200 kinds of tests,
right,
similar things to help folks with viruses and diseases and detection and whatnot, we thought, we've got to get you on the show. So tell me a little bit more about API, and then we'll get into more specifically the COVID stuff we're doing.
Yeah. So API, we've been making rapid diagnostic tests for about 10 years, and that includes a whole gamut to tumor markers, cardiac enzymes, all the infectious disease stuff, your malaria and dengue, fertility things, so you can know when you're pregnant, you can know when you're ovulating. Home drug tests, just about anything you could think of, HIV, hepatitis, and a lot of them all on one card, one of those strips. We could test for three or four different diseases all at once, or three or four different drugs of abuse all at once. So the technology is there, and it's old, but it's still cool,
And it's funny that you mentioned it's old technology, but it's how you then test it now that makes a difference and can be so much more rapid. We hear people all the time, well, yeah, I was tested, but I won't know for a week. Or they told me 5 or 6 days, call back. Meantime, I don't know. It's freaking me out. Well, I get that. But we have the results from your tests in 15 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, I think if someone's got a fever and cough, we still want to have them do the swab test. And that's the best use of that test. For our test, the antibody test, there's two real uses for it. One is looking for the old antibody for somebody who had an infection. And then one is what we did today, which was asymptomatic screening. And we just line up people who have no symptoms because they're all in one workplace or because they're all going to the same birthday party. Or, I've been testing people at parties before when people are coming in the door the last couple of weeks here.
Really? Yeah. I mean, it's a whole other element to a birthday party or a dinner party or something. It's like, well, meet Dr. Vince at the door and then you can come in.
I mean, if we're going to have 12 people over in this day and age and we're all, going to be sharing – tasting each other's dishes or sharing a glass of wine or whatever, it's good to know that we're all, you know, nobody's going to be bringing something back home. So realistically, when people who have no symptoms, that's what these tests are for. They're easy, they're cheap, they can be done out in the community. My caveat being the FDA says I can't, but realistically, they can be done in the community, and we can get results in 15 minutes. So that's the utility of them. They're not as sensitive as the swab tests. You know, they're not as good in the early days because they rely on your body to produce antibodies as opposed to just detecting the RNA of the virus, which is what those swab tests do.
Which is, by the way, a very unpleasant test, right? I mean, I haven't had that, but anyone that I've spoken to that has said they would have rather done almost anything else.
So the nasopharynx is the way back of the nose where it joins the throat, right? And so it's got to get back in the nasopharynx. And that's the one good thing about this is a finger stick test. Yeah, if you don't like needles, it's not that fun. But, you know, plenty of people prick their fingers for diabetes all the time.
Oh, sure. And it was such a minor finger prick. And then you simply squeeze the finger. And you can see all this on video, again, at intotomorrow.com. You want to see this. So you see how it's done. And then you'll see all of our results. We tested five of our staff while Dr. Vince was here. And you mentioned community earlier. And kudos to you guys, because I understand that you have donated some 500 of your COVID rapid test to the homeless here in Miami, because this is where you're headquartered as well.
Yeah, I'm from here. I'm from South Florida. I went to University of Miami for medical school. So we just gave another 400 this week. So it's 900 total. And it's part of our commitment to give 10,000 tests to South Florida. We've given 2,000 to Palm Beach County to help them with their surveillance. 900 here for the homeless and kind of a couple senior centers here and there. It's really important that, you know, we are focusing on the most vulnerable in our community.
Yeah.
I think not only kind of as our company ethos, but realistically, if we're talking about an infectious disease, if there's a reservoir for that disease in one nursing home, in one community of color, in one prison, in one school, that's going to come back out and get all of us.
Yeah.
So we really have to make an effort, not only just because it's the right thing to do, but it's the best thing to do to eliminate this disease.
Sure. And again, it's not only a great company ethos to live by, but you're showing how not only are you helping your local community, but making these tests available as rapidly as you can produce them. And how does that work? Are you able to produce so many a day that you just keep cranking them out? Or you got, you know, three 24-hour shifts going? How does that work?
Yeah, so we've been working with our factory in China for 10 years, so we know their quality, and that's where we get a lot of our products from. We also just started manufacturing here in South Florida this past week. And, you know, because transportation has not been great to China, the trade war, a whole host of issues we hope to avoid. And, you know, to be able to get that product out there as much as possible, and also to be, you know, made in America. I think in terms of biotech, that's one thing we shouldn't be outsourcing is medicine and biotechnology, because that is it's an issue of national security.
Totally agree. Yeah. And your factory isn't in Wuhan, is it?
It is not
in
Wuhan.
Good. All right. Just thought I'd get that out of the way too, because I'm hearing my listeners in my head going, but, you know. And let's face it, it's a long time before we're able to move all kinds of manufacturing from China. We've been so dependent on that for a long time, but you hit the nail on the head, especially with as it concerns our medicines. They need to be made here.
Yeah.
We need to have that confidence. And even though it may drive the price up in some cases considerably, still need to be made here for us to have that additional confidence.
Well, and this has been brewing for a long time. We knew we've had shortage of chemotherapy for years. Mm-hmm. We had when Maria hit Puerto Rico, that destroyed the generic drug business there, and that caused the shortage of a lot of drugs. So we've seen this coming. This is not something new in that, you know, it's just that the coronavirus kind of exacerbated it. So not only should it be done, you know, it's got to be done at least in this hemisphere, so for transportation issues and whatever else. But for sure, I think we need to be focusing on that kind of manufacturing for biotech, and realistically, the prices aren't that much different.
Good.
Because a lot of this, the labor is what's more expensive here in America, right? But a lot of this is the tech, right? Mm-hmm. The antibodies cost money. The production of these different sorts of things cost money. So I think we can do both, meaning we can make it here in America, and we can keep the prices low, We just got to find ways to avoid the other overheads of American society, the legalities and the liabilities and the paperwork and all these other things that come into it.
Even though, and we mentioned the FDA, and I certainly hope that they will fast track your requests to be able to do these tests at home. When you see the video at intotomorrow.com, you'll see why I say that. We can do this ourselves. And Dr. Vince and his team are working with others to be able to use an app and give you some information, even sort of a certification at the end. We don't want to get ahead of ourselves too much, but stay tuned. We'll tell you more when that's available. But since we cover tech, we've heard a lot of negativity about antibody testing. And I'm wondering, why is that? And what makes your rapid COVID tests different?
Yeah, I think you can't blame the tool. Right. Yeah. Ferrari's a nice car, but if you're hauling mud, you shouldn't be using your Ferrari. Right.
Good point.
Get a truck. And so this is a very different test than the PCR test. And the differences are, if someone has fever and cough, they need to be getting a PCR test. That's nasal swab. Right. If someone has no symptoms, then that's what they should be using our test for. Okay. And so if someone has no symptoms right now, they're not getting tested at all. Right. Yeah. We know that 50% of people with COVID have no symptoms. And we know that at least 50% of COVID spread is from those with no symptoms. So if we're going to have any chance at stopping this, one, masks and wash your hands, right? Two, old technologies that are still goodies.
Yeah.
And then two, we need to be testing the asymptomatic to find out who they are, where they are, and then do their contact tracing to find out their loved ones and have they been exposed. And realistically, the nasal swabs, we can't do them on everyone. Right. And so even though we trade off something with the antibody tests and we have lower sensitivity, we get lower cost as well, more ease of doing them. We can do them more anywhere in the world. Right. We don't have to be at a laboratory. So these are the trade offs you make in public health and any sort of medical test. There's going to be those trade offs. So with a less effective test for sure, but more mobile. And I think if anyone's looking for it to be the savior, right, that's what it was for a couple of weeks, the savior, then it was the demon, and it's the same test the whole time, really. So it's just, how do we use this tool as a complement to the other tools that we have?
Gotcha. Dr. Vincent DeGennaro is who we're speaking with. He's the CEO and medical director for Abacus Pharma International. Visit their site at COVID-Rapid.com. We'll get you there, too, of course. You're a click away when you hit us up at intotomorrow.com. We're going to take a quick break. Be right back with Dr. Vince and more. We're going to find out what he calls the golden ticket, among other things, as Into Tomorrow continues. I'm Dave Graveline here on the Advanced Media Network.
The national debt is now over $20 trillion. What's next? Rising inflation, drops in the dollar's value. Some experts say another crash is coming. What will be left of your investments for your children and grandchildren? We know you can fight this, not with stocks or bonds, but with gold and silver coins and an IRA from Augusta Precious Metals. During periods of great volatility, precious metals regularly outperform stocks because they're a true wealth asset that have real value. During the three-year recovery period after the crash of 08, the Dow only went up 3.5%, while gold more than doubled in price. Call 855-662-6533 and learn how an IRA backed by physical gold and silver can hedge against inflation and build a true legacy for your family. Regain control of your financial destiny and call Augusta Precious Metals at 855-662-6533. That's 855-662-6533. As in any investment, the price of gold and silver may fluctuate over time and you could lose money. Check with financial and legal advisors.
Welcome back into Tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline. We're speaking with Dr. Vincent DeGennaro. He's the CEO and medical director for Abacus Pharma International, and COVID-Rapid.com is their site where you're going to be able to learn a whole bunch of good information, including how they are working hard to put America back to work. And you want to be sure to come and check out the video of our testing, five of our staff here in our studios. We shot video of how the tests work and what we do with it and so forth. And you'll see our results as well when you visit us at intotomorrow.com. And speaking of those tests, how does the tech behind it actually work? I mean, it's a little piece of plastic about the size of your thumb, and you we do a couple of drops of our blood in it, and then you put a little solution you call it a buffer.
Right.
What does that all mean? How does that work?
Yeah, I mean, it's really simple. It's just it's a filter paper surrounded by a plastic cassette, right? So what the magic is in the filter paper. The buffer is just kind of a lubricant to get the liquid portion of your blood to go faster and with more ease down the strip. The strip itself is impregnated with, in this setting, rabbit antibodies. And so the rabbit antibodies hold on to, like I said, the antigen.
Now you're saying rapid, like as in fast, or are you saying rabbit as in
rabbit.
Bunnies?
Yeah, like bunnies.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
With your pregnancy tests. Your home pregnancy tests, the old ones, they actually used to, you know, make them from actual rabbits.
Yeah.
Now we kind of make them with bacteria, making the rabbit.
The term, did the rabbit die, right, if you knew if you were pregnant or not.
Right.
So that's where that came from. Yeah. So these are rabbit.
Rabbit.
As in bunny antibodies.
Correct.
That we're being tested with.
Right. And
wow.
Then, and if you have antibodies in your blood to the antigen, they grab onto the antigen, which is next to the rabbit antibody, the rabbit antibody,
yeah.
And then the rabbit antibody changes a color. And that catalyzes a reaction which changes color, and then that shows up as a little line. And that's how you get one line, you know, negative, two lines positive kind of thing.
How did you know this? I mean, you're a doctor, but I mean, how does one originally determine these things to say, well, this is going to work. This is going to tell us if they had COVID-19, if they have the antibodies.
Yeah. Well, and I believe the technology was a Nobel Prize winning technology when it came out 50 years ago.
Wow.
But how you change it to COVID or to influenza or to anything is you get a piece of the virus called an antigen, which is just a particle of the virus.
And of the actual virus.
Of the actual virus. And mm-hmm. So ours has at least three different of those particles. So even if it mutates, then we're still safe because it's three parts of the virus that aren't likely to mutate, one, and also that are pretty characteristic for this coronavirus. So we don't have any cross reaction with other coronaviruses, and you just chop up that virus and put them in the paper, like we said, impregnated
on
in the paper,
this strip, basically.
On this strip, and then your antibodies to it, if they're present, would go on and grab onto that.
Wow.
So the technology is easy, and that's why we can create them relatively quickly, right? You know, this epidemic hit China in December, and by February we were cranking these out. So, the good news is we can do this relatively easily and quickly for the next, epidemic, which hopefully you and I will be long gone by then.
Hopefully. I mean, and we know there will be one.
There will be one.
I mean, that's just nature, right? It's been happening for thousands of years. There are epidemics of various and sundry sorts. Coronavirus in and of itself is not new.
Right. It's been 100 years since we've had an epidemic this bad, and so hopefully it'll be another 100.
Boy, I hope so. And rapid test use of a lot more than just, in this case, coronavirus. I mean, you've talked in our previous segment. If you missed that, be sure and check that out at intotomorrow.com. But you talked about so many other uses for various rapid tests that you guys do.
Yeah, you can. I mean, it's just a protein, right? And so an antigen is just a protein. So a cardiac enzyme, which demonstrates that your heart muscle is having damage, or a tumor marker, which demonstrates that you have a tumor that's producing a protein. We can put those on the paper and then demonstrate that you have, like I said, cardiac damage, that you're having a tumor marker, that you have a cancer. You're having chest pain in your doctor's office. And rather than having him send you to the emergency room, they can do a finger stick blood test right then and there and measure your troponin, your cardiac enzymes to rule out, hey, this is just indigestion. Have a Tums. Go home.
Wow.
Same thing for testing your prostate-specific antigen or your PSA. Same thing for influenza or if you're pregnant or if you want to know if you're fertile. You know, those kinds of things are all, I think those are the future, so to speak. And if we're going to be having health care that we deserve, then we need to be lowering costs. And one of the things that costs a lot of money is lots of labs and blood work. And so if we can just have staff at your doctor's office doing a finger stick, saves you time and money and, gives you peace of mind and a lot quicker as well.
And all these things are determinable by a couple of drops of blood if you have the right materials on the backside of it, right? As you mentioned, the various things that you need to have. What does your COVID-19 test cost, even though we as consumers can't yet get it, but hopefully our doctor can, our various labs can, and we want to ask for the API test because we have confidence in it?
Yeah, it's about $20. You know, it'll vary. You know, another thing, if you go to Quest or LabCorp and do an antibody test with them, it'll be $120. So, you know, and we sell ours for $20. Your doctor may charge you $30 because they have to pay for the lights and their nurse and whatever else. But
yeah.
It's still very reasonably priced. And it's also something that if we, you know, if you're a workplace and you need to test 100 employees once a month, then it's very reasonable to do that on site, have a nurse or come there and test everybody. I think that's going to be kind of, I don't know about the future, but our interim future for the next couple of months anyway.
And there brings another question. As an MD, you are concerned about what's happening into tomorrow with COVID-19 especially. How are you looking at it? If your crystal ball was able to tell us anything, what do you think we're headed for?
I think short term, the United States is headed for, unfortunately, for a significant rebound. We've had 12 states that have their highest week of cases yet in the last week. So I want to encourage everybody again, wear a mask and wash your hands. And continue with social distancing. But I see us having a rebound in a lot of places, unfortunately, or places that never had it before. So I wouldn't want to really even call it a rebound.
Yeah.
I think we're going to get to, 300,000-400,000 dead before this is all done, unfortunately. So the things we can do is protect ourselves, regular testing, contact tracing, be reasonable about, you know, how and when you go out and about. Also loved, you know, hug your mother and say, call your grandmother, and, you know, because everybody's feeling isolated at this time. So,
for sure.
You know, mental health issues are certainly coming out. I'm seeing that at the Veterans Hospital where I work as well. Lots of anxiety, depression, substance use. So, you know, it really is affecting people, and I get that.
And by the way, sorry to interrupt, but thank you for your service at the Veterans Hospital. That is so important, and I'm very glad to hear you. I did not know that about you. I knew about many other things, but that you work with the Veterans Hospital just gives me more warm fuzzies, if you will. I think that's awesome.
That's my day job. So
good.
It's actually my night job. That's where I work at night.
The fact that we're heard on the Armed Forces Networks, that's not a bad thing either, that they know that Dr. Vince is here for us.
Well, and Lieutenant Commander Trinka is my sister. She's also a doctor in the Navy. So
awesome.
But I think the next thing coming is the vaccine. I think we will have some sort of a vaccine by the late fall.
Of this year. Good.
But I think by the time we get production and distribution of it, we're looking at, you know, late spring before we're really going to get widespread use of it. I do want to encourage people when it comes out to take it. It may not be perfect. It may only offer protection for 60-70% of the people, but that's better than what we're at right now. And no, you don't always need to think about yourself in terms of it. You taking it also helps your elderly parents. It helps, you know, my elderly parents. You know, we have to think about other people around us. It's not just about us, especially when we're talking about infectious disease like this.
Oh, for sure. And if nothing else, we all learned how to wash our hands properly.
Amen.
Which we should have known all of our lives anyway, but boy, that's been driven in appropriately. So yes, you're saying wear a mask, wash your hands properly. Social distancing is still appropriate.
Absolutely.
Gotcha. More information, you want to visit COVID-Rapid.com. And to find out what the golden ticket is that Dr. Vince refers to, check out the video that we shot with him here in our studios, testing five of our staff, and see our results at intotomorrow.com. Dr. Vince, thank you. You're a delight to have on the program. I know you have a real job. We need to get you back making more of these COVID-19 tests among the many other things that you do and your service at the Veterans Hospital. But I look forward to getting you back, because as we do more things, as more things are coming out, as this hopefully can become available for us as consumers, over the counter, what have you, we need to talk about it.
Amen. I look forward to coming back here, Dave.
Terrific. Thank you, sir. Again, COVID-Rapid.com. We'll get you there. Hit us up at intotomorrow.com. I'm Dave Graveline, bringing you further Into Tomorrow right here on the Advance Media Network.
This is an important announcement for anyone who wants health insurance, even if you miss the deadline. Right now, you can get the health insurance you and your family need from top insurance providers, even if you have pre-existing conditions or no insurance at all. The Plus Benefits Health Insurance toll-free number has been extended to help anyone who wants health insurance coverage now, or if you need a better plan or a lower price. Call Plus Benefits Health Insurance now at 800-332-1993. The call is 100% free and the help is real. Call 800-332-1993. That's 800-332-1993.
Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary. Happy 25 years.
Char in Atlanta, you brighten our day. Thank you so much. We're all here just dancing around with her singing to us. That's just very sweet. And thank you for the 25th anniversary celebratory message, congratulatory message. You can do that, too. That's a good way to participate to win prizes. But if you do, and we love saying happy 25th year on the air, that's wonderful. But tell us what you liked most about tech in the last 25 years, or what you disliked most about tech. Because that makes for good radio, we think, one way or the other. And you won't offend us if you hated something in technology. We just cover it. We don't make it. Right?
Right.
Yeah. So you won't offend us. It's not a problem there. And, of course, one challenge with the virus epidemic is finding out who is sick. Your smartwatch may hold the answer with this week's Into Tomorrow Health Tech Minute, brought to you by Dexcom. Here's Alfred Poor.
Thanks, Dave. Healthcare professionals don't know who is going to get sick next from the pandemic. Researchers at Stanford Medicine are recruiting subjects to see if wearables can provide early warnings, even before symptoms appear. They're looking for people who have had a case of COVID-19, or have been exposed to a known case, or are at high risk of exposure, such as healthcare workers. If you have a smartwatch or a fitness band that can track heart rate, and you have a smartphone that can run the study's special app, then you could be eligible to participate. The hope is that by tracking a large group, the researchers may be able to identify patterns that precede the symptoms of a full-blown infection. This could lead to better tracking, early detection, and more effective treatment with better outcomes. For Into Tomorrow, I'm Alfred Poor. Back to you, Dave.
Fascinating goodies as usual, Alfred. Thank you very much. The Into Tomorrow Health Tech Minute brought to you by Dexcom, the only continuous glucose monitor FDA permitted for kids ages 2 years and up. Visit DEXCOM.com for more information. Harry in Port Huron, Michigan, listens on AM 800 CKLW. Hello, Harry. Welcome into tomorrow.
Well, first of all, guys, happy 25th anniversary. I hope for 25 more. I'm looking for not a Bluetooth speaker, but I need a USB wireless speaker. I have a USB speaker right now, but the problem is you have to plug it in, and it's a regular 3.5 millimeter plug, and it's a cable. Then it goes to a USB transmitter. I want just to have to plug in a USB transmitter with no cable. You know how like you have the Logitech keyboards and they're just as a little transmitter? So do you know of such a wireless speaker? I sure would love it.
Well, yes and no, Harry. Actually, USB is a wired standard, of course, so there's no such thing as a USB-only wireless speaker, but there are USB dongles. Can we say that on the radio?
You just did.
Okay. USB dongles that give you access to different kinds of radio frequency-enabled USB speakers. Now, these days, Bluetooth is the easiest and cheapest to buy. But there are a range of other technologies, from Wi-Fi to plain FM frequencies, and you can often find USB connectors for those speakers. Now, if you really want to just plug in a transmitter with no cable, you really can't beat Bluetooth for range of choices and ease of use. But if you want to avoid Bluetooth altogether, we've got some options for you there, too.
Now, there are two reasons to consider Bluetooth as the delivery method if you're not totally against it. First, it's the most widespread standard for this, and that means that pretty much every brand you know is using it and not using the rest. Also, because there's a Bluetooth audio delivery standard, you don't have to get a USB drive that will need to act as a sound card or interface with your sound card in a way that is going to require some software manipulation. Usually, there are just a few hoops to jump through unless you're using the port only to power the transmitter. Now, there is a catch, though, because if you're using the port just to power the transmitter, then you need the audio cable plugged into it to get the audio signal, and that's really the setup you already have.
Yeah, so you're not really improving anything at that point, Harry, but I hope we've shed some light, whether it be blue light, Bluetooth, or otherwise there for you. But the point being is that you do have some options. It's just that they might be a little more limited than you'd like, and that stuff kind of happens. What can I say?
Vacation smart with your tech. With the start of summer and families being cooped up for a while, some are looking for ways to get out and enjoy a little of what the season has to offer, and your tech can help.
Oh, yeah.
And we also have something that might be able to help Harry, who we just answered a call with.
That's a good point. In this week's tech newsletter, yes. Harry, affordable wireless audio has come a long way in recent years. Well, in this tech newsletter, we tell you about some affordable Bluetooth speakers, in addition to our answer to you moments ago, with what you need to know when shopping for one. You see, that's additional info. Chris and his team also put together some of the best calls, so you can know some of the callers that are going to be used on the show this week. And a little bit about our answers. Do you give them a little bit of the answer?
No.
No?
You got to listen to the show.
Oh, well, duh. You got to
give away the store here.
You can't?
No.
Oh, after 25 years, we still can't give away the store?
No.
All right. But do subscribe. It's very easy. Just visit us anytime at your convenience at intotomorrow.com. Or if you want, use our last name. Point to the same thing. Graveline. Just like it sounds. Graveline.com. And a little box pops up. Put your email address only, which we don't share with anyone, and then hit that link on the subsequent email. Double opt in because we don't spam anybody. Again, at intotomorrow.com.
Hey, guys. It's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-574-5007, 800-574-5007. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-574-5007, 800-574-5007.
Don't forget to hit us up at intotomorrow.com. Check the video from our guest earlier this hour when you see him giving us all COVID-19 rapid tests. Again, at intotomorrow.com. I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline. This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you in part by HughesNet, America's number one choice for satellite internet. Text the word radio to 35,000 to get more info. Again, text the word radio to 35,000.
Oh, speaking of radio and summertime.
The cool Into Tomorrow hot summer giveaway.
Holy moly, do we have some cool stuff to share with you and this year's summer giveaway from Yoohoo. And not the drink. This is U-H-O-O. We've got indoor smart air quality sensors. It's your first step to clean air. A couple of them worth $329 each to share.
And being on radio, we have some radios to give away from Sangene. We've got a couple of their AM-FM wooden cabinet radio, their anniversary editions, and their FM stereo RDS AM portable radio, specially designed for the visually impaired with helpful guided voice prompts.
Now, those are very cool. And by the way, no problem. Promises, no guarantees, but mention any of these items, perhaps mention two or three of them, when you call in, either using the app or our 800 number, and we'll do our best to get one of them to you. For example, from Mylio, we've got one-year subscriptions to their premium photo organizing app. Every photo, every device, instantly organized.
From Kingston, we've got several IronKey D300 64-gigabyte secure USB flash drives.
These are the ones that are $250 each, and they sent us several?
Uh-huh.
Holy cow. We've got from Razer their Basilisk. Is that how you say it? Basilisk?
Basilisk.
Basilisk? Anyway, it's a hyper-speed wireless mouse. They sent us several of those. They last up to 450 hours in Bluetooth mode. They also sent a couple of Black Widow light silent mechanical keyboards to up your productivity.
WeBoost is participating again this year, and they sent a Drive Sleek, their single-user vehicle cell phone signal booster, and their Drive Reach, the multi-user vehicle signal booster.
Simple thermal sense, water leak, and freeze detectors. We got a box full of them for around-the-clock protection and alerts. And those are worth $69 a piece, but take care of your house.
Are you a musician? If so, you'd like what Yamaha sent. They sent an acoustic guitar with authentic reverb and chorus valued at over $1,200. And their Sonogenic Keytar enables playing without wrong notes.
Oh, we got so many and many other cool things from Yamaha. We've got goodies from Data Locker and several other companies. You can check it all out when you visit intotomorrow.com. Look for the summer giveaway post. And all you need to do is what?
Participate on the show.
Yeah. Call in, win stuff. We do read your emails, but we want to hear you in order to qualify for the summer giveaway. You can use the Into Tomorrow app and sound like you're sitting in Chris's lap right here in the studio. Or you can call this toll-free number from anywhere in North America anytime.
800-899-INTO. That's 800-899-4686.
Because we want you to win stuff. And boy, do we have a whole bunch of stuff in the hallway leading to the studio. You never know it was the summer giveaway because it's piled floor to ceiling all over the place. And all the details, as I mentioned, are at intotomorrow.com.